Well, let me share with you just a basic devotional thought tonight. It's a chance, especially in a time when people are often down, upset, you know, that type of thing. If you are a Christian, you have an advantage. That advantage is that you can approach each day with the awareness of God. This is why it's a great idea to start off the day with your devotional time, to get alone with God before you face the world, before you face looking at the walls of your house, whatever you're doing during this time. But before you have to deal with anybody else, and go to God. So a long passage here, Isaiah 55, 7 through 11. Listen to what God is saying about thinking. He says, let the wicked forsake his way, the path that he's on, and the unrighteous man, the man of sin, the man of iniquity, his thoughts. Forsake the sinful thoughts, you see. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. He will multiply to pardon. God says, you are thinking these thoughts, but they're not mine. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. So God's word has a purpose, and it often has a purpose in your heart and in your mouth as you can speak to others. So here's the thought then, simple thought tonight. When things are going according to your plans, you think things are going smoothly, but do not be unaware of God's sovereign presence. How do you happen to think that it's going so smoothly? This is God doing it, you see. When events thwart your plans, I didn't count on this, you see. Recognize God controls your day and your life. He is doing something important in your life, yet different from what you expected. The fact that you didn't expect it, didn't even want it, doesn't mean that it's not from God. Especially at such times where you would be tempted to be disappointed at the way things are, especially at such times, stay in communication with him. Communication. You listen to him by reading the Word of God, and you talk back to him. You have a conversation with God by prayer. Then humbly accept his way as better than yours. Maybe you don't know how or why. You don't need to. You just know that it comes from a better being. And then don't try to figure out what is happening. We don't have enough knowledge. We don't have enough grasp of all the things going on, see. So don't try to figure out what is happening. That's, people will say, oh, you're a preacher. Can you make sure we don't have rain for our picnic? I said, I'm sorry. I'm not in management, I'm in sales. God's in control. God is running things. And I'm happy that I don't step in. You know, I never pray for something like that, that it won't rain, just so that we can enjoy a picnic. Because it may be that the farmers that are ready to try to feed the world need that rain, you know. So I will pray that with God allowing, we can have a good picnic. But I'm not going to ask him to decide about rain just so we can enjoy a picnic, you know. Don't try to figure out what is happening. And then finally, trust God and thank Him in advance for the good that will come out of it all, especially when things look bad. COVID virus thing and this pandemic, and it's just so much going on. So many bad things have come from the virus. So many bad things have come from the shutdown, and it continues to build. But we can actually thank God before we know how it's turning out for the good that will come out of it. This may be a time when people faced with the threat of death actually try to come to deal with it, try to find an answer to it. And then let me close with this wonderful verse, Jeremiah 29:11. God says to the people that He was chastising through Jeremiah, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you." They would probably be saying, "He hates us. He wants us to die." He says, "Well, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." He says, "I am chastising you that you will be better. I'm giving you hard times that you will look to me and not to yourself." So approach each day with the awareness of God. Keep your eyes on Him.